Blog Talk Radio.
Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so.
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. And a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world,
make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying.
My path. How am I ever going to find it?
Your mother asked me the very same question.
She did? What did you tell her?
I told her to listen. All around you are spirits, child. They live in the earth, the water, are. If you listen, they will guide you.
In honor of the International Week of Harmony, that's what this week represents, the interfaith harmony around the world, where all religions come together to celebrate their differences and to hold the energy of nonviolence, even that which is practiced often at the borders of our religion. So this week we're focusing on the interfaith aspect of our religions and how we can work together and end religiously motivated violence. Today at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we all lit a candle in honor of International Interfaith Harmony Week. And for those of us with the Spirit of Truth Foundation, the World Peace Walks, and the 13 Moon Peace Walks, we lit a candle today for harmony, recognizing those most in need in our communities. And so tonight is a very special night, a moving night for me. I feel very much in the midst of that energy. So this next song, first of all, let me say that this is Audrey Scott Williams, and you're listening to Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers on Now Time Radio. We start at the top of the hour with a song by Yolanda Adams and Donald McClurkin, and the song is called The Prayer. And then we listen to Heal the World with Michael Jackson, and we heard a segment from Pocahontas in the voices are all around you, the spirits are all around you, and they're speaking to us, guiding us. When we enter into that space, I call it the zone, where we can hear beyond the words, where we can hear beyond our feelings, as those feelings are that are in reaction to the things around us, but where we can truly just hear the hum of the universe. They're the spirits of nature, the spirits of our ancestors, all the deities that just come forward and guide us, even our higher self that is always in tune with the universe. So in the interest of tonight being the beginning of the International Interfaith Harmony Week, I want to begin with a song called Beyond. You'll hear Tina Turner in this beautiful collection of work celebrating the Christian and Buddhist faith and finding that place of harmony.
Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. A flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond, 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 beyond. We need a repeated discipline, a genuine training to let go our old habits of mind and to find and sustain a new way of seeing. Go beyond the rights and the wrongs. Prayer clears the head and brings back peace to the soul. Go beyond to feel the oneness. The unity. Singing takes you beyond. we are all the same. All the same. Looking to find our way back to the source. To the one. To the only one. Go beyond revenge. The greatest moment in our lives is when we allow us to teach each other. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Singing. Singing takes you beyond. 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 Take the journey. Take the journey inside of you. To become quiet. To hear the beyond. To become patient. To receive the beyond. To become open. To invite the beyond and be grateful. Be grateful to allow the beyond. Be in the present moment to live in the beyond. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond. 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 What does love have to do with it? Love grows when you trust. When you trust, love heals and renews. Love inspires and empowers us to do great things and makes us a better person to love. Love makes us feel safe and brings us closer to God. When you go beyond, it's where you find true love. Keep singing.
She restores my soul.
Great loving spirit, almighty creator, we give thanks for the living in this day that we have. Thank you for all that you are, all that you will be for each and every one of us here on the planet. We thank you for the interconnectedness of all of us as people here together in oneness from one end of the world to the other, knowing that as we continue to come forward and love with you in our hearts, that all things work together for our highest good, and that we can live in harmony and peace. So we're grateful today, kind and loving spirit, for all that you are. Divine loving mother, we give thanks for your blessedness within us, around us, and through us. Thank you for who you are and whose we are to you. We give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks.
You are listening to Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers of the Four Directions, those wise women in spirit who have been guiding me and now guiding us as we've continued on this journey. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams, and
Karen Hunter Watson.
And we're, as you can tell, in a very mellow mood tonight, as we feel the energy of so much love that has been expressed certainly to us, and we pray through us to the rest of the world. We both believe that love is the most transformative power there is in the world. And so tonight we are resting in the knowing that there is a greater call that's been placed upon us, and we are rising up to meet that call. Those of you who have heard me speak know that I believe this is the time of the Big Bang on the earth and throughout the universe. I believe that this time is equal to that of 6 billion years ago, in the sense that the Big Bang now is within us. It is the greater awakening and awareness that is rising up in us that connects us not only to each other and to Mother Earth, but to the entire cosmos, meaning then that our story is shifting, our stories are expanding, and so are our possibilities for an evolved humanity. So on this night, I rest in the knowing that all is well, that we have the answers. And this is a time now for us to act upon those answers with love and with courage, exercising the wisdom and the truth that comes to us through our higher knowing. You are listening to Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers. heard Audrey Scott Williams. Yours truly, the song Ascension. That was a song that was channeled through the grandmothers. They said we would go through this initial period of divine love where we would experience what divine love is. Following that, we go through this period of chaos where things fall apart because we attempt to take charge, forgetting that we are connected to a source much greater than ourselves. But ultimately, the universe always seeks to right itself. And so we are entering into now this ascended stage, or the stage of ascension. And so those were the three movements that were channeled by the grandmothers in a collection called The Trinity. We'll take a break now as we listen to Nathan Dyke, who is bringing us some of his musical selection. You also heard previously the 23rd Psalm by Bobby McFerrin.
Give it a try.
No. Try not. Do. Or do not. There is no try.
Well, Karen, there is no try. This is a time to do.
Exactly. And when we take that time just to do, we realize how powerful we are as individuals here on this planet that are working together for the highest good of all creation. And that is a wonderful thing to know, that we can all come together in such love and harmony and peace and just be and do, not try, but be and do those things that are pressing upon us to come together with all the love that we have in our hearts for each and every one of our brothers and sisters here on the planet. This is just a wonderful day. My heart is full of the knowing that we are coming together as individuals and collectively as groups, and we're doing the things that we've been asked to do. We're doing the things that we want to do. We're having fun while we're doing them. We're being creative as we are continuing to be here on the planet for all of humankind. So I'm just happy just to be here today. I'm just overjoyed. My heart is just full of all the love that the Creator has filled me with, love and joy and laughter. And that's something, Audrey, that I've been hearing a lot recently, is that we have to be joyful and laugh and have fun, you know, and just be. It's so important at these times, because things get so serious sometimes that we just forget that we can just be all that God has within us, all that Creator, all that Divine One, all that we are, you know, as we're doing those things that we've been placed here to do. So I'm just enjoying this time of just being and doing and loving in peace and harmony and joy.
This is Audrey Scott Williams, and you are now listening to Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers on Now Times Radio.
Wow, what a day this has been. I don't know how the rest of you all are reacting to the energy that's all around us, but for us here down in Little Piece of Heaven, down here in Cottonwood, Alabama, Karen and I have been driven by the energy and have been full of the creative essence, if you will, of what I think, how God just flows into us, how the Creator, how Allah, how Buddha, how Great Spirit, how all just pours into us, saying, okay, create, create, create. And that's what we've been doing, because we really believe that peace is not just simply what we talk about. Peace isn't a feeling. Peace isn't warm fuzzies. Peace is so much more than that. And for us, peace is action. And when we're engaged with our creative capacity, we are creating peace. Whether we are doing community planning, whether we are organizing a walk, whether we are, well, Karen, not me, whether Karen is we're making jewelry or, you know, I'm channeling the grandmothers. Whenever we're in that space where we actually tap into the substance and essence of the universe, it comes into us not to be held within, but to be released back into the universe. When we are in that space, we have a saying, ah, we're in peace. We're at peace, and we're creating inspired peace for all of our human beings. There are a lot of our brothers and sisters out there right now who are going through some really challenging times. I mean, we get requests, prayer requests. We get just requests to have a moment for someone to be able to talk to us. And, you know, the greatest thing right now are the pressures that are coming at many people, whether they're financial. Some people have lost their jobs, have lost their homes, are dealing with serious issues, like whether how are they going to feed their children? How are they going to hold on to whatever it is they have? And so in the midst of that, we find ourselves being the reminder, you know, look, you're bigger than this situation. You're more than this situation. Let's take a look at what you can tap into, what the universe is pressing us to receive right now, so that we can bring that forward as a way of being free in the expression of who and what it is we've come here to be and to do and to affect. So even in the midst of chaos is opportunity. Chaos is looked at as being negative, but in truth, chaos just represents the aspect of the reordering process of life and of the universe. And sometimes, you know, we're so comfortable because we're used to things being the way we expect them to be, even when they're not great, as long as they follow the pattern of life that we're used to, we accept that as normal. Well, these are not normal times, and they're going to require the best of who we are to pull us through these times, and to not pull us through to land us where we were before the challenges began, but to pull us into a space, that higher ground of possibility, that higher ground of an enlightened age. And so for those of you and those of us, I should say, because we believe there is no other, that there is only God. God reflecting in you is me. God reflecting in me is you. So wherever we are right now, whatever challenges are being presented to us, we have the answers. And even though we can be quite cynical as a society when we talk about love, love is the energy, and this is the time for all you love warriors out there, all of us love warriors, to rise up.
Whoa. your hand. Walk to the promised land. Yes, I'm walking, lower, yeah. We'll keep on walking, say now, lower, yeah. Take a hand, now I'm walking in love, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, think of all the precious babies. Think about the children, ooh, they're depending on your love, yes. Just see them through, yeah. Oh, yes. If you teach them, say that love is the only true. Teach your children well. When their children look to them, they'll know exactly what to do. Yeah, they will talk about love, won't be afraid. We won't give up, our path is clear. We all join hands, walk to the promised land. We won't give up, our path is clear.
I think about that being a love warrior. I think about there's a battle. And what is the battle? Sometimes it's ourselves. Sometimes it's those that are around us. Sometimes it's just not knowing exactly what we want to do in these particular times. But, you know, it's something that has to be done. And if we can come to that place where we can look at it and say, oh, all it takes is us knowing who we are, knowing ourselves, and applying the love that's within us to all of that, then we can go forward. We can be those love warriors that are being sung about, those love warriors that are taking peace and joy and all of the goodness that has been placed within us and bringing it to those of us that are in need, those that are hurting. And sometimes that's us. Sometimes that's me. Sometimes that's you. And that comes to a place where, hey, we just have to apply love. Because love is all there is. Because that's all that divine is, love. And that's something that's been really, really strong in my heart for quite a while, for a long time. People say, oh, that's all you talk about is love. But that's all there is. When you think about everything that's around you, whenever there's hurt, whenever there's pain, whenever there's needs of healing, you apply love to that. When you apply love to it, it becomes so much better. When you apply love to what's in your heart, when you look at someone and you say, I love you, but not just with your words, but with your deeds, but with your being, and when they feel that love, when you can feel that love and send that love out into the universe, then that love goes all over the world, all over the planet. Sometimes in meditation I'll sit and I just send out love, 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 and I touch everyone that I see in spirit, everyone that I see that's not in spirit, everyone that I know, everyone that I don't know, but I send that love out because I believe with all my heart that that is the answer for us. So we are love warriors, and I'm really glad about it.
Yeah, anyone who knows Karen, our co-host here on Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers on Now Time Radio, knows that she is the rock of love. So many times on our walks, we get into situations, and we're all ready to fall apart, and she's like, well, remember the power of love. Get in the right space, and things will open up. And that certainly was our experience on every one of our walks. Again, this is your host, Audrey Scott Williams and Karen Hunter Watson, and we are always excited about the opportunity we have to bring you Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers. And although tonight we haven't given you a direct message from the Grandmothers, we have shared the spirit and essence of the Grandmothers in our words. And for those of you who may be asking, who in the world are the Grandmothers? They are the ones that channel through me basically all of my life. I remember them even before I got my memory of being born, and tried to hold them off when I got, around 16 or so, wanted them to go away, let me be like everybody else, knowing that one day they would return, and when they did, it would be time to put all things aside to do what it was I was here to do. And so since that time, they have guided the writings called The Diary of Nine Now Time Prophecies, which was published, and I think there's only a few copies out there somewhere. And now they've done Volume 2, they've channeled dictionaries, they've done drawings, and just so many things that they have contributed. And it all comes down, as far as they would say, to us love warriors out there who are willing to stand up for love. See, when you stand up for love, that means you stand up for injustice. When you stand up for love, you stand up for all of your fellow men and women, for all of your brothers and sisters. When you are a love warrior and you're in the midst of that love, you work to make things right, to bring harmony and balance to the universe. You forgive the unforgivable. You let go of judgment and fear, and you walk in the certainty of who you know yourself to be. And it doesn't mean, when I said you walk beyond fear, it doesn't mean necessarily that you're not afraid. It simply means that you embrace the fear and do what you know you're here to do anyway. It's a deep abiding courage, and that's the love warrior of today. I want to spring forward to some of our young generation, a young artist that I am especially proud of. Mamouna Youssef has a song, a new album out, and if you have an opportunity, look up Mamouna Youssef on Google and check out her new album called The Blooming. This is a piece off of that called Wake Up. So we have a young spirit in the house tonight saying, wake up, reminding us that we must wake up. We can't be a sleeping people. It is time to wake up.
Testing on innocent lives. Disease and disaster can be contrived. Don't feel trembling.
The time is now. This is now time. Not the time to say, oh, wow, this great calling is within me. I'll wait 5 years before I can act on it. The world is looking for those love warriors that are ready to walk into this now moment as if their life depended on it, because in truth, it does. In truth, it does. We must imagine something so great. We must imagine a world that is beyond our understanding if we look at past history of the last 2,000 years on this planet. We have to look beyond that to imagine another story, to imagine another possibility, to imagine ourselves as architects of the world to come. Every Wednesday at 9 p.m., Karen Hunter Watson and myself, Audrey Scott Williams, come to you to provide you that moment of pause to reach into your higher self, to touch your higher consciousness, to bring back into your daily experience the true essence of who you are and what you are here to do. And some of you may hear what we say and interpret it as lofty pie in the sky, as I say every night. But these words that come from our mouths through our hearts, we have earned them by walking thousands of miles, traveling thousands and thousands of miles, not only across America, but around the world. We have seen things that some eyes should never see. And we have seen things that we wish to bring alive to all people. And through it all, regardless of where we stood, whether on the top of the Grand Canyon, deep in the caves of Al Junta, at the base of the pyramids, at Uluru, through it all, it's love that we have learned makes the difference. We must begin to remove the fear, because I think not only is the greatest love us, the greatest fear that we must overcome is the fear that separates us from our hearts. Yes, this is now time, and we can no longer continue to live the way we have lived, where our capacity to destroy outlives our capacity to heal. This is now time. These are now time. And if ever there was an opportunity for us to imagine a greater future, a greater possibility than anything we've ever seen, this is the time.
Try. imagine those